Video: Fort Myers City Councilwoman weeps as she votes down measure that would help ICE with deportations. By Hannah Knudsen on March 18, 2025. One city councilwoman in Fort Myers, Florida, became visibly emotional, weeping as she voted down a measure that would have the city assist U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, with deportations. The Fort Myers City Council voted on a plan to use local law enforcement to assist ICE, training officers to help with immigration enforcement. However, the city council was unable to pass it, ending with a 3-3 vote. Three members, Darla Bonk, Diana Giraldo and Terrellyn Watson, voted against it, and some were emotional as they did so. The argument, and I know there's no malintent to it, that we would risk federal or state funding if I don't sign up for this? It is a tumultuous day and age, and this is a day I hate sitting in the seat. But my city is not for sale, Bonk said, crying and sniffling through her remarks. Giraldo was also visibly emotional. I can't stand behind this as an immigrant, the only immigrant sitting in this council, she said, as her voice cracked. Because, although this isn't about me, particularly, I have been in that position, and I can't even express how heavy this is in my heart and in my mind, knowing that the majority of us that come as immigrants, we don't come here to commit crimes, she continued, explaining that of course there are those who commit crimes out there. She said those individuals should be held accountable whether they are residing in the U.S. illegally or not. But this notion that all immigrants have a motive, and we're chased after, is something that I just can't, she continued, as her colleague, Bonk, wiped tears from her face. At that point, Mayor Kevin Anderson, who voted in favor of the measure, reminded his fellow council members that this is not a memorandum to create a group of officers out there and kick in doors and actively seek out immigrants. It's a process that allows officers who come in contact with people violating the laws, people committing crimes that also happen to be illegal aliens and have a warrant, a civil warrant, for that purpose. This is allowing our police officers, our police department, to do a better job, he said. It's not what it's portrayed to be. Watch. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., reacted to the news by noting that local entities are required to assist in federal immigration enforcement. Thanks to the laws we've recently enacted in Florida, local entities are required to participate in federal immigration enforcement, he said. The 287G program trains local law enforcement to aid ICE, DeSantis continued. Florida will ensure its laws are followed, and when it comes to immigration, the days of inaction are over. Govern yourselves accordingly.